Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely important topics on the whole specification: globalisation, economic change, and UK cities. This topic connects the big, wide world directly to the streets of cities like Manchester, Birmingham, and Liverpool. And trust me, once you understand it, you'll never look at a derelict factory or a shiny new retail park the same way again. So, let's get started. First, let's make sure we're clear on what globalisation actually means. Globalisation is the process by which the world is becoming increasingly interconnected through trade, communication, migration, and the movement of money. Think about it this way. The phone in your pocket was probably designed in California, manufactured in China using materials from Africa, and sold to you in a shop in the UK. That is globalisation in action. And for UK cities, this process has been absolutely transformative, but not always in a positive way. Now, the big concept you need to understand is deindustrialisation. This is the decline of manufacturing industry in a place. In the UK, this happened on a massive scale from the 1960s onwards, and it hit cities like Manchester particularly hard. Let me give you the four key causes, because examiners love to ask you to explain why deindustrialisation happened. Cause number one, globalisation itself. Cheaper labour costs in countries like China and India meant that UK manufacturers simply could not compete. A factory worker in Manchester in the 1980s might earn £15 an hour. A worker doing the same job in China might earn £1. Companies moved production overseas to cut costs. Manchester lost around 150,000 manufacturing jobs between the 1960s and the 1990s. That is a staggering figure, and you should use it in your exam. Cause number two, technological change. Automation meant that machines could do the work of dozens of people. Textile mills that once employed hundreds of workers could be run by a handful of technicians operating computerised looms. Technology made human labour less essential in manufacturing. Cause number three, decentralisation. As cities became more congested and land more expensive, businesses moved to out-of-town locations where land was cheaper and there was more space for modern single-storey factories. Industrial estates on the edges of cities replaced the old Victorian mills in the inner city. Cause number four, transport improvements. Better motorways, containerised shipping, and air freight made it easier and cheaper to import goods from abroad. The M62 motorway, for example, transformed the logistics of moving goods across northern England, making it easier to bring in foreign goods and reducing the need for local production. So, what were the effects of deindustrialisation on cities like Manchester? This is where it gets really important for your exam, because you need to link economic change to social impact. When factories closed, unemployment soared. In areas like Moss Side and Hume in Manchester, unemployment rates reached over 30% in the early 1980s. Without income, people struggled to pay for housing, food, and healthcare. This created what geographers call a cycle of deprivation, where poverty leads to poor health, poor education outcomes, and reduced life chances, which then leads to more poverty. The 2011 census data for Manchester showed that some inner city wards had child poverty rates exceeding 40%, while more affluent suburbs like Didsbury had rates below 10%. That is the inequality that economic change creates, and you must be able to use specific data like this to support your arguments. Urban decline was also visible in the physical landscape. Derelict factories, empty warehouses, and brownfield land scarred the inner city. Population fell as people who could afford to leave moved to the suburbs or beyond, a process called counter-urbanisation. Manchester's population fell from around 750,000 in 1931 to just 430,000 by 1981. That is nearly half the population gone in 50 years. Now, let's talk about retailing, because this is another area where economic change has had a huge visible impact on UK cities. The traditional central business district, or CBD, used to be the heart of shopping. Think of Market Street in Manchester or the Bullring in Birmingham. But from the 1980s onwards, two major forces began to undermine the CBD. First, edge-of-town retail parks.
The Trafford Centre, which opened in 1998, just outside Manchester, is a perfect example. It offers free parking, a wide range of stores, and easy motorway access. It attracts around 35 million visitors per year. For shoppers with cars, it is simply more convenient than the city centre. The result? Vacancy rates in Manchester city centre rose to around 14% in the years after 2010, as shops closed or relocated. Second, internet shopping. Online retail has been the biggest disruptor of all. By 2023, online sales accounted for around 26% of all UK retail sales. When you can order anything from your sofa and have it delivered the next day, why battle for a parking space? This has hit high streets hard, with well-known chains like Debenhams, Topshop and BHS all closing their physical stores.
Right, we are now going to look at solutions, because the exam will definitely ask you to evaluate strategies for sustainable urban living. And the key word there is evaluate, which means you need to assess how successful these strategies have been, not just describe them. Manchester has pursued a range of regeneration strategies. Let's go through the main categories. Employment. Media City UK in Salford is one of the most significant regeneration projects in the UK. Built on the former Salford docks, it is now home to the BBC, ITV, and hundreds of media and technology companies. It has created over 7,000 jobs and attracted significant private investment. This is a genuine success story of economic regeneration. However, critics point out that many of the jobs created are highly skilled and do not benefit the most deprived local residents who lack the qualifications to access them. Transport. The Metrolink tram network has been expanded significantly, connecting suburbs to the city centre and reducing car dependency. The B network, launched in 2022, brought buses back under public control, integrating them with trams and cycling infrastructure. A £150 million investment in cycling infrastructure has made Manchester one of the UK's most cycle-friendly cities. These are positive steps, but transport improvements tend to benefit those who are already mobile and employed. Housing. New Islington, sometimes called Manchester's Millennium Village, is an example of sustainable housing development on brownfield land. It includes eco-friendly homes, green spaces, and community facilities. However, affordable housing remains a major challenge, with rising property prices pricing out many lower-income residents. Health and education. Greater Manchester's devolution deal, agreed in 2015, gave the region control over its own NHS budget, around £6 billion per year. This has allowed for more joined-up health and social care. In education, initiatives like the Manchester Education Partnership have worked to raise attainment in the most deprived schools. Environment. Manchester has set a target of becoming carbon neutral by 2038. Household recycling rates have reached around 40%. The city has invested in green infrastructure, including urban parks and tree planting, to improve air quality and well-being. Now, let me give you your exam tips, because this is where I can really help you pick up extra marks. Tip number one, always use your case study. Every single point you make should be linked back to Manchester or whichever city you have studied. Examiners will not give credit for vague generalisations. If you say unemployment increased, that is worth one mark. If you say unemployment in Moss Side reached over 30% in the early 1980s following the closure of textile mills, that is worth two or three marks. Named places, specific statistics and precise dates are what separate a grade 4 from a grade 7. Tip number two. Know the difference between the four population movement processes, because candidates regularly confuse them. Urbanisation is the movement of people from rural to urban areas. Suburbanisation is the movement of people from the inner city to the suburbs. Counter-urbanisation is the movement of people from cities to rural areas or small towns. Re-urbanisation is the movement of people back into the city centre, often as a result of regeneration. In Manchester's case, the city has experienced all four of these processes at different times. Tip number three, when you are asked to evaluate a strategy, always consider who benefits and who does not. A tram network is great, but does it serve the most deprived areas? New housing is positive, but is it affordable? Examiners reward candidates who consider multiple perspectives and reach a balanced judgment. Tip number four, use census data. The 2011 census is a goldmine of evidence. It gives you data on population, employment, health, housing, and ethnicity at a very local level.
Reference it by name in your answers to show you understand the value of quantitative evidence.
Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I want you to try to answer these in your head before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 4 causes of deindustrialization. The answers are globalization, technological change, decentralization, and transport improvements. Question 2. How many manufacturing jobs did Manchester lose between the 1960s and 1990s? 150,000. Question 3. What is the name of the out-of-town retail centre near Manchester that opened in 1998? The Trafford Centre. Question 4. What percentage of UK retail sales were made online in 2023? Around 26%. Question 5. What is re-urbanisation? The movement of people back into city centres, often as a result of regeneration. Right, let's wrap up. The key things to take away from today are these. Globalisation caused deindustrialisation in UK cities by making it cheaper to manufacture goods overseas. Deindustrialisation led to unemployment, deprivation, urban decline, and population loss. Economic change created significant inequality within cities, with stark contrasts between deprived inner city areas and affluent suburbs. The decline of the CBD and the rise of edge-of-town retail parks and online shopping have transformed the retail landscape. Cities like Manchester have responded with regeneration strategies, covering employment, transport, housing, health, and the environment. But these strategies have had mixed success and do not always benefit the most deprived communities. In your exam, remember, specific knowledge earns marks. Named examples, precise statistics, and clear explanations of geographical processes are what examiners are looking for. And always, always evaluate. Do not just describe what has happened. Tell the examiner whether it worked, who it helped, and what the limitations are. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. I'll see you in the next episode.